The Americas.
The Darien Gap. The Worm Turns. Deforestation, migration, and climate change are helping a nasty parasite to mount a comeback.
A screwworm infestation is gruesome. The female fly lays hundreds of eggs on the exposed flesh of warm-blooded animals. The eggs hatch into larvae which gorge themselves on the living tissue, creating a pulsating mess. Ladislao Miran's cattle herd in western Panama had been free of the parasite for nearly 30 years, but in May the 60-year-old rancher spotted white eggs on his animals. He now spends his days digging worms out of haunches and treating wounds with powder. This plague is back, and it's stronger than ever, he says. Central America is suffering its worst outbreak of Cochlear Myer hominivorax in decades. In a normal year, Panama records fewer than 100 cases of the parasite. So far, in 2024, there have been over 19,700. Infections have spread north to Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Honduras. The Darien Gap, a 100-kilometre, that's 60-mile stretch of rainforest, which separates Panama from South America, where the screwworm is endemic, used to serve as a barrier to the spread of the fly, but deforestation and migration have degraded the forest, making it more permeable to the screwworm and helping the parasite to make a comeback. The screwworm used to be the scourge of Texan cowboys in the 1950s, following the discovery that the female fly mates just once in her lifetime. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, began releasing sterile male flies over the southern United States. Copulation with the barren males rendered the females infertile, and screwworm populations plummeted. After the United States was declared free of the pest in 1966, the technique was rolled out southwards down the Central American isthmus. Panama, the southernmost country, was declared screwworm-free in 2006. Since then, a factory outside Panama City has mass-produced male screwworms. They are reared on cellulose and powdered blood, then rendered infertile with a zap of X-rays. Every week, two small aeroplanes dump 15 million sterile flies over the rainforest of the Darien Gap. But as the forest has degraded, the screwworm has spread. The factory must now produce flies to cover all of Central America, so says Carlos Moreno, the boss of the Commission for the Eradication and Prevention of the Cattle Borer Worm, or COPEG, an organization run jointly by the Panamanian and United States governments, which is charged with controlling the screwworm population. It owns and operates the factory for sterile male flies. Higher temperatures caused by climate change help the screwworm. Trees are often cleared for cattle grazing, so hundreds of thousands of potential screwworm hosts have been put into a strip of forest that had been acting as a barrier. The paths and staging posts that facilitate human migration through the Darien Gap also help the flies to spread north. All this has created the perfect storm for the screwworm's spread, says Mr. Moreno. To arrest this year's outbreak, COPEG has increased weekly fly production from 15 million to 89 million, just short of the factory's capacity of 100 million per week. Most of these flies are dispersed outside the Darien Gap. Three additional aircraft have been procured. Pilots now make 1,600-kilometre round trips to drop the barren insects over northern Nicaragua. The screwworm still has the upper hand. A generation of ranchers who grew up in a screwworm-free world is learning to identify and treat infections. Border checks of animals have been ratcheted up. The farther north the fly spreads, the harder it will be to bring under control, says Abelardo de Gracia, a director of OIRSA, a regional agricultural health organization. Stopping it entering Mexico is key. It may take several years to control the outbreak, says Mr. De Gracia. The ongoing degradation of the Darien Gap means that investments in prevention and surveillance will have to keep rising in future if further outbreaks are to be avoided. But the incentives to curb its spread are high. The USDA estimates that the absence of screwworm saves the livestock industry in the United States some $900 million annually. Indeed, the response to its comeback may well spell the end for the screwworm. The tight supply at COPEG last week prompted an agreement between the governments of Uruguay and Argentina to begin local production of sterile screwworms. Uruguay aims to be free of the parasite by 2030. That may be the first step towards the rancher's dream, a screwworm-free Americas.